Next Monday, April 22nd, is Earth Day, the celebration of the planet that dates back to a time of major concern about the environment. That was 1970, and it seems like concern about the environment has only grown. An organization called Earth Day Oregon brings together a lot of people and entities concerned about the Earth, combining the work of nonprofits and sustainable businesses. We have two of the nonprofits in the coalition represented in our conversation. From Umpqua Watersheds, we have Janice Reed, who is both the board president and the conservation chair. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
It is a pleasure to have you. From Freedom Farms in the Gold Hill area, Sean Kelly is the executive director. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Okay, so Umpqua Watersheds, I think the name will let itself stand there for just a little bit, but Freedom Farms is relatively recent. Talk about what you're doing there, Sean.
Yeah, Jeffrey, we're taking the formerly incarcerated out into a rural setting and teaching how to garden and plant trees and sort of reintegrating them back into the community via this deep connection with the planet and nature. That's it in a nutshell.
And how did it come about? How did it come to be?
Well, I've been working with juvenile youth and mentoring the formerly incarcerated, and I have a history in environmental activism and have been an organic farmer for years. And so it was just my next, offering to the world, basically, to say just I wanted to offer my farm and to have it be a place of healing for this community.
And now that we've kind of assumed what Umpqua Watersheds is about, can you give us a bigger picture here, Janice Reed?
Umpqua Watersheds is about protecting the resources in the Umpqua Valley and also in the Coos Bay area, the Coos Bay district. We want to protect older forests for climate resilience and keep our waters clean by providing sustainable fisheries and such as that. So.
Oh, and you have a slogan, something like we restore the best and I don't know, I forget what the slogan is now.
Yeah, it's protecting the best and restoring the rest.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of things with the resources, so it's not just about water, it's about the forest because water and the forest are connected.
It's kind of like if you've got clean water, you're probably doing something right with the forest. Is that the basic approach?
Yeah, that's true. We do restoration projects as well as the conservation. So we're working now on very big beaver project because beavers are the engineers of the forest and the waterways. So we're wanting to restore them to some of our waterways in the Umpqua.
And which particular parts are they being reintroduced or just encouraged that they're already there, or what's the process?
We're going to start doing some monitoring for where they are and hopefully get some places where they need to be restored in mostly in the southern part of Douglas County.
All right. We are talking again to Umpqua Watersheds in the person of Janice Reed, board president and conservation chair, and Sean Kelly at Freedom Farms. He's the executive director there. These are two of several groups in the state of Oregon that are aligned with Earth Day Oregon, which pairs up nonprofits like these with businesses as well. We'll find out how in just a moment. You can join the conversation with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So do you have much experience with Earth Day Oregon? And talk about how it connects the nonprofits and the businesses, if you would, Janice.
This is the second year that Umpqua Watersheds has participated in Earth Day Oregon. And one of the things that we like to do is highlight some of the businesses that do a fairly good job of integrating environmental concerns. And so we're partnering with Too Shy Brewery to try and reuse those six-pack holders for the beverage containers. We're partnering with Abacella Winery, and they have a sustainable winery just south of Roseburg. And also with Medicine Flower, that is an online business that you can order essential oils and flavors from around the world.
And so, do the partnerships get created by the folks at Earth Day Oregon, or is it something that starts at the local level and becomes under the umbrella of Earth Day Oregon?
Yeah, we reach out to the businesses with the information that Earth Day Oregon provides, and then Earth Day Oregon helps us promote those businesses in a wider range more regionally than we can do. So we're working together to get the word out about our local businesses that are doing a good job in fostering the health of the planet.
And Sean, what partnerships do you have through Earth Day Oregon at Freedom Farms?
We're working with Plant Oregon, who donate trees to us for our tree planting initiative. That's basically the only organization we're collaborating with at this point. But yeah, we have a tree planting initiative that we're taking on this year, where we are basically dedicating the trees that we plant in memoriam to loved ones who have passed in the community. And so we bring our participants out into nature. We have collaborations with various landowners in the community where we bring our participants out there and plant trees in honor of somebody who has passed. So it's very, very sweet.
Wow. So there's a lot of healing. It seems to be a constant theme through what you do at Freedom Farms, healing the planet, healing people in grief, and certainly healing the people who come to the program.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, if you can think about coming out of a concrete prison environment into a rural setting, it's like the absolute opposite. And so just to get our participants to put their hands in the soil and to connect with Mother Earth and grow food, it's an incredibly transformative experience. And just to learn all about the sustainable practices involved with gardening and companion planting and composting, that can be very, very, very healing. And we also sort of integrate, we have a social integration piece where we bring our participants to local farmers markets in Ashland and Medford and have them integrate with the community through food. So,
integrate in the sense of getting to know people.
Yeah, integrate in the sense of, you know, breaking down stereotypes and stigmas associated with this population. And also they get to, you know, sell the food that they grew on the farm at the markets. As you know, there's lots of stereotypes and stigmas surrounding the formerly incarcerated. So it's just great for conversations to start up at the markets and people can meet these human beings that have paid their debt to society and they're here offering themselves in this way.
What has it been like for you to watch people grow and change? I mean, you mentioned leaving the concrete prison into basically the exact opposite and being outdoors a lot, too. I mean, that must be quite transformative.
Yeah. I mean, especially depending on the prison sentence, you know, some of my guys have been in there for a long time, you know, and so if you have 4 or 5 years inside of a concrete cell, sharing a, you know, 6x8 cell with another person and with one toilet and just surrounded by concrete and bars, and just to come from that environment out into nature where there's fresh air, there's trees, you're connected to the cycle of seasons. And it's a very grounded sort of humble sort of reentry approach, and it's nice. And you know, we surround the guys with caring, loving people, which can help in the healing process. You know,
this is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Earth Day broadly, and Earth Day Oregon, an organization that pairs nonprofits up with businesses. You're hearing from Sean Kelly, the executive director at Freedom Farms, which puts incarcerated people to work on the landscape, and Janice Reed, the board president and conservation chair at Umpqua Watersheds, which is about restoration and rehabilitation. And you can join us on the exchange with emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Janice, do you have any specific plans for Earth Day itself, I wonder?
Well, on Earth Day itself, we have some events happening at Umpqua Community College. They have a big festival there, and we're going to be tabling there with our business, Too Shy Brewery. They will be donating the proceeds from their Umpqua Trail IPA to Umpqua Watersheds. And then the week of Earth Week, Abacella is donating tasting fees as well as a portion of the sales of their Malbec wine. So we also are doing tabling the Saturday before Earth Day at the farmers market. So there'll be a couple of different tabling events with getting the word out and highlighting Earth Day and raising the awareness.
And Sean, you mentioned the things you do, getting out to farmers markets and stuff. More of the same for Earth Day, or are there some different plans?
Yeah, more of the same for Earth Day. Again, I was just mentioning our tree planting initiative. So we're going to be doing a lot of that this spring, basically. We're planting trees in honor of people's loved ones who've passed. So It's a nice little way to share, you know, the experience of planting a tree with the formerly incarcerated and with a community member. So
talk about the future then, because that's most of your what you got here at Freedom Farms, because the program is relatively recent. Then, what are the things on your list that you'd like to do that you haven't been able to do yet?
Well, we've got to start off step by step, and so the plan is to basically create a model program for. You know, for a model reentry program in a farm setting. And so we're just starting off with this particular project first. And we have, you know, just the first phase of it is just beginning. And so we'll sort of evolve organically as we move along here. But yeah, we want to create a model for the community going forward so we can expand into other farms. And yeah.
And so, Janice, how about for Umpqua Watersheds? What are some of the big things on your to-do list that that you haven't gotten to yet?
Well, we have a lot going on. You can visit umpquawatersheds.org or the Facebook page. We have some education things coming up. We're doing Eastwood Nature Days at the beginning of May. There's a couple of hikes. In fact, Sunday, there's a wildflower hike. We've got some River Appreciation Days events coming up in our banquet. So there's lots of things into the future. Earth Day is packed with many tabling events just to raise awareness. So it's never a dull moment.
What are the sources of income for Umpqua Watersheds?
We get a lot of donations from our members. They're one of our biggest sources of funding, but we are also getting grants. And so I think those are the two big ways that we fund our organization.
And Sean, how about for Freedom Farms? It is a working farm, so I assume that's some of your income, but what else keeps you afloat?
Yeah, that's some of our income. Small donations, grants from, you know, foundations and government grants. And basically that's it.
And I'm going to ask each of you in turn what you think about the state of the planet on this Earth Day, 54 years after the original. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, my God. Wow, there's a lot. And you know, it's inspiring to see, you know, the amount of people involved in wanting to change things around. But I feel hopeful, but there is just it's huge, the issues that we're facing, so...
What would you say is your greatest wish for Earth Day and its observance this year?
I just hope that it just inspires more people to just really stop and recognize that this planet is in deep need of care and attention right now, and that more and more time and effort needs to be put into all of these environmental conservation initiatives, and just anything you can do, please show up and make a difference.
And Janice Reed, for you, what about the state of the planet on Earth Day, 54 years after the original?
Yeah, I agree with Sean. You know, sometimes it can be depressing about the planet, and but I think you have to do what you can to make yourself feel good. And if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So whatever you can do, any little thing, picking up trash or recycling, that's helpful because you're not contributing to the problem. And, you know, we have a climate crisis as well. We need to do our best to reduce our carbon footprint. So each individual can make a difference one way or another. It just depends on what side you want to be on. Do you want to be helpful or do you want to just give up?
All right. And how can people get involved with either of your organizations, Janice?
Well, you can go to umpquawatersheds.org, and there's a page where you can sign up for our newsletter and get involved. You can call our office. There's phone numbers on the website, and see how you can volunteer or join one of our committees and find out all the events that are going on and come to our... We have a Watershed Wednesdays, the last Wednesday of the month at Old Soul Pizza on Main Street, right next to our building, and... We're there from 4 to 6 to just have the community come in and find out what we're doing and hear their concerns, answer their questions, and they can just have a face-to-face interaction with us and find out all the programs we're doing, see how they might be able to get involved.
All right. Well, it was good to talk to both of you about Earth Day and Earth Day Oregon and its pairing up of nonprofits like your own and business partners as well. Janice Reed, Board President and Conservation Chair at Umpqua Watersheds, Inc., thank you.
Thank you.
And Sean Kelly, Executive Director at Freedom Farms, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.